Hey everybody, welcome to Interviews with Everyday People. Anthony here. I have a lot of guests. We're going to get around the table. I'll let you guys introduce yourself. But we are at the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life. I'm thinking like the Lion King when I say it. Like the Circle of Life, the Tree of Life. And then Reiki and Rafiki. Like there's so many connections. Which is kind of why we made The Truth Behind Illusion. Because everything is hidden in plain sight in pop culture. You know, they get it from somewhere. They don't just make this stuff up. Before we start, I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, Abaddon Tattoo Studio. It's a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania. They provide high quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. You guys can check the links below to find out all their information, as well as everything that we're talking about here today on the show. So if you guys want to follow them on social media, book classes for the numerous things you got going on here. There's a lot here.
Yeah, we got a lot of events going on here. We try to keep it like a variety of events too. So we got a lot of events and stuff going on at this shop. We try and keep it hopping.
So let's go around the table and just get a name to the voices. So if you're not watching and you're listening, we can find out who everyone is. So obviously, I'm your host, Anthony. Then for the first time ever on Interviews with Everyday People, my wife is going to be joining us on microphone. Yeah. I think the last time she got close to a microphone ever on a podcast, which is kind of like full circle here, is that you're at your barn.
Yeah.
And she terrified us so much in our reading that we went to the doctor and made sure the one thing would not come true. She said there's a baby in the future. We're like,
never know.
Time for surgery. It's time. Yeah. Someone's getting shut down for business.
I told him a lot. It's the only thing that's stuck in his head.
He's No. Yeah, not that like one of my family members was telling me not to eat as much fast food. That went over my head completely. It was someone needs to get the factory shut down because I slept on the couch for a month. I was like, they're not like kisses on the forehead. It was I was making sure the stork was not coming to the Blackwell household.
I said, what's the chances I'm right?
We weren't taking any.
I've only been doing it 31 years.
So. Yeah. Well, just if you want to look back in the archive, the ball story definitely got me. Where you had a gentleman with the one testicle, then you told him.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
You told me that, and I was like, I'm not taking any chances. She may be right about this pregnancy, so we gotta figure this out.
Yeah.
No thanks.
But my wife. So if you want to say yourself, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
If you want to introduce yourself.
Marge Kinsey. I'm Timmy's mom.
Yeah, Tim, who's...
I used to be a person in this county, but now I'm just Timmy's mom.
And she's been on the show a few times, and will be on the show as many times as I could possibly get her. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sherry, and I'm one of the owners of the Tree of Life shop over here in Ring County.
And yourself?
I'm Kelly Troop. I help Sherry out here at the shop. I also do some crystal classes every month, and... Looking into doing some more classes. So.
Yeah.
And Reiki.
Oh, and Reiki. Yeah. She's doing hand motions here. I'm like, what?
I didn't know what that was. I thought we were getting the palm reading.
Yeah.
So.
No, I also do. I do.
Yeah, it's later on.
I also do Reiki, and I'm a certified crystal practitioner via hibiscus moon too. So
exciting. So cool. I do have an interesting crystal story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we were talking a little bit before off camera. So I suffer from like a lot of joint pain. Mm-hmm. I have a joint disorder. And she's a very good wife. She's always trying to help me out in different ways. And I don't like doctors. I don't like, because every time I go, they're like, they just Google my condition and then I just call it a day.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's Vicodin, painkillers. I'm like, nope, not going down that trope. So I've been trying CBD and trying to do a lot of things. So the one day I come home and I'm in bed and I'm sleeping and she's like, did you sleep well tonight? And then I was like, what are you doing to me? Like, what did you do? Like, usually when she comes to me, like, did you like dinner? She's trying to sneak something in it that I don't normally like to prove a point.
Because he says he doesn't like it, but he never tried it.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I just don't know. Don't mess with
my
stuff.
So you have to, like, force him to try it, in other words.
Right. So she quick runs over and reaches under the mattress and pulls out a little satchel of a rock inside of it. I'm like, why are you putting rocks in bed? And it's a crystal she got from a store. And she charged, I don't know, just as someone who doesn't know about it, your wife pulls out a rock from under your bed and says it's a charged crystal. I was like, what do you have? Like, I'm a comic book reader. Like, you have like a nuclear warhead under the bed? Like, what do you got going on here?
Such a typical dude.
Yeah.
Clueless.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
And I was like, I guess I slept. I don't know if the rock had anything to do with it, but she.
Maybe it did.
And then, might've.
And then she had incense burn on the one night, and I thought something else was going down, but no, it was that was part of the healing process, I guess, us too. It's just, yeah, she got really into it for a little bit there, and so a lot of it's going to be a learning experience of why my wife was doing Midsummer to me. If you've never seen that movie, it's
awesome. On my list to watch. Actually,
it's so good.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's intense.
It's good though. It goes from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting movie.
So what did you use? What kind of crystal did you use?
Oh, I don't remember now.
I don't even remember the color. What color was it?
I think it was pink.
Let me look at this chart here.
I don't know, but they told me it was good. It like it would help calm and like help you sleep.
It was probably lapidolite, I think. That's a pinkish purple, and it's kind of soft or flaky if you get a raw piece.
Okay.
And lapidolite, that's the best guess I would get, would say it probably was, because lapidolite is a natural anti-anxiety stone.
Okay.
They actually use that in lithium pills for Merck. Merck actually mines lithium, mines lapidolite and puts it in lithium pills.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that was it.
That has that kind of vibe, the anti-anxiety, and it's good. It promotes sleep. There's also lithium quartz, too, that will promote sleep.
Oh, I think it might have been that
lithium
one.
Lithium quartz, that would have been like a little quartz point with like purple inclusion type.
I feel like there was purple in it.
Yeah, I think it was.
So like lithium quartz will do the same thing, too. That's like the only clear quartz with a inclusion you would want to take in your bedroom, I would say. You don't want really to have clear quartz and regular clear quartz in your bedroom because it magnifies everything. Mm. And it's so energetic. It could keep you up all night.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sleeping. She's cranking up the volume in the bedroom. Not in the way, good way either.
Well, if you have experts. That's where my mind
Yeah.
These are your experts on this stuff. So.
I see all this and I'm like, we should probably have a rock in every room. I read this chart with the energy. Like,
that's
I want the peace. I want the strength. I need like a Papa Shango necklace. Like, he's a voodoo doctor wrestler guy, and he always had like these different things. And I need a necklace with every Infinity Stone on it here. There's a lot of comic book references are gonna come here.
No, that's all right, and I'll get every one of them. I don't know of anybody else.
Yeah. Like the whole time I'm here, there's a comic book character named Doctor Strange, and he's all about like spirituality and the mind and everything. And I see like the chakras, and it looks like his abilities. So.
Yeah.
Like I said, all hidden.
That's actually
plain sight.
That became my favorite comic now. Is Doctor Strange, and I don't read them, but I love the movies. Like I love his movies over. Like I used to like Thor, and I used to be a big X-Men fan when I was little. That's the one I did read when I was little was X-Men, but now after all the movies, I love Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
and what I do.
It's like you don't realize how much of it is. Like I said, it's all there, and you're growing up reading it and watching it. You're like, oh, there's more to this. You know what I mean? It's like I said, hidden in plain sight. So what got you interested in the form of doing the crystals and stuff?
Well, that's actually a cute little story. My dad was a coal miner when I was young. So he would bring me home like little pieces of quartz or different oddity pieces of like coal and anthracite coal and stuff. So I kind of started collecting from there. And then every time we would go to like the Bloomsburg Fair, if everybody knows the Bloomsburg Fair, they have those. Or whenever you go somewhere, sometimes they at the tourist traps, they have the little mining things with the sandbags that you would pan for gemstones. And me and him would go back and do it like 3 and 4 times because I loved it as a kid. And that's kind of how I started my collection too, because I have most of those stones I still use today in grids or in crafting or just sitting meditating with them. Because back in the early 90s, they still actually put turquoise in those, like real nice gems. Like
That's cool.
I got a lot of nice gems out of that turquoise, charolite, stuff that it's hard to get now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started with that. And then when I was a teenager, I got like my first set of tarot cards and stuff. So it kind of started when I was younger and then I kind of shut off. But then I had a few signs from the universe to get back into it, you could say, in my 20s. So
interesting. Your brother's very into the rocks too.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like this kind of way.
Just likes the mineral side of it.
I think he's
more into the mineral side and the colors and the way it looks, but doesn't I don't know.
He doesn't like not the metaphysical side, but the scientific side, which I like both.
He was going to go to school for like geology and stuff, but then he changed it.
Yeah, like the one Christmas, he's like, because there's like a huge age gap between my little brother and her little brother. Like we're both 11 years or 12 years older than our younger siblings. Mm-hmm. And then like we started dating and I was like, what do I get your brother for Christmas? And he's like, rocks. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, no, he'll love it. And I was like,
rocks.
All right.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to get him a video game, but if he's into rocks, we'll do it. He actually just made a post the other day. Some museum is having this giant quartz thing, I guess, that travels the world. And
that's cool.
I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah, so I get caught up in like the YouTube spirals where you see like people like they're finding gold or all these cool crystals mm-hmm. and stuff inside mountains and like mm-hmm. but how do you then learn about what each crystal does and its effects? And
for me it was, and this will be different for everybody, what I've learned over my course of learning about these, the metaphysical side of the rock of crystals, is like each crystal reacts differently for somebody else. It's just these little guides are like a general topic type thing. Like mm-hmm. if you don't feel a difference, like if I pick up a piece of aventurine, like aventurine to me is not harmony. It's abundance and wealth because it's green. It has the color magic to it. So sometimes it's different for everybody. So you can't really go by these cards. You can go by some books and stuff and see what is naturally what you gravitate to. Like mm-hmm. if you think that's for harmony, that's great. But for me, it's a little different. So it's like it's a matter of time of working with them and studying different points of views. I also like to do scientific stuff. So the best thing I could recommend to somebody is to pick up a book called The Book of Stones by Robert Simmons. That's
my bad.
That's actually a great book between the scientific and the metaphysical side. And it gives a male and a female point of view on them.
Oh, wow.
It gives an affirmation to work with. It gives you a physical ability, like physical like things that you can work with, like if you have headaches or your joint problems, mm-hmm. like for joint problems for you, I'd probably say bloodstone is a great one for you. A lot of athletes use that for joint problems and muscle aches and stuff, because it is a mix of green and red jasper, and bloodstone was considered in folklore, between the mix of the two colors, they thought it was Christ's blood dropping onto the ground.
He's always coming at me. Guy's always there.
So that's one piece yeah. of folklore with it. And I study all different types of religion. And because mm-hmm. I think I told you before we started the podcast, I like to know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm very like I said, I don't really follow a form of religion, right. but I'm very fascinated in the different types of it.
Right.
Like the Buddhism and then like
I believe more in a form of oneism. Like it comes to you in a form that you can understand and associate yourself with.
And then with
resonate
with it. With the podcast, like The Truth Behind Illusion, I've been diving more into like the alien stuff. And I was like, I hope this is true because this would be cool.
Yeah.
Like I just want a big alien spaceship to come. Only because I just want the fly over and then all of us to look at it and be like, oh, all of our stuff doesn't matter anymore. Like the stuff that we're arguing about of like your gender and your color and your sexuality, like that goes out the window when yes. another being from another planet comes. You're like, oh, we have a purpose, but what we're fighting over is so irrelevant. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of why I like want some type of thing to that's bigger than us to present mm-hmm. itself.
But
I think
even like when you see like people see a cat, like I've never actually seen a kangaroo. So when you actually see one, too, it might be like, oh, I didn't know that existed. So, I mean, you know, some of it,
yeah,
you know, like, I mean, we get dogs and cats don't look like us, pigs, anything, you know, and we get along with them, too. So, I mean, it's just a matter of keeping, everybody needs to keep an open mind.
Absolutely.
Because with 100 billion universes, mm-hmm. who knows what all's going on out there.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's the only thing that bugs me is when people say, I know it's not this, I know it's not that. And I'm like,
you don't know.
Yeah, and then all these documents are coming out now that they're releasing. It's mm-hmm. like, and then some people are coming out and being like, yeah, we know about at least 80 different species. And I'm like, that's crazy. If there's a tenth of that, that's true. That's awesome.
And
like, it's different.
Stuff under the ocean that they haven't
yeah.
even.
Yeah. They're finding an ocean under the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing they're finding. Like, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what was the one I was reading where this one tribe took this guy down, and their theory is they have like this god they praise, like these giant gods, and they went down this cave thing and found like another world underground that
almost
another
like
civil
to the center of the earth,
yeah, like another
type.
Civilization is yeah. living among, like
yes.
what we thought what we had in our the layers of the earth are completely off base and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
and like what she's saying too, if these stones exist and they can help you, like, why, you know, instead of, if you can do that, instead of taking some kind of, you know, medicine
yeah.
that you, you know, so why not experiment and
right.
try it? They're not going to hurt you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, they do have energy. They can run a watch,
yeah.
right? A quartz
oh, yeah.
watch.
You're, all of your technology has quartz in it.
Right.
Like, they think, and I know about a year or two ago, there was a big controversy over crystals because of being mined ethically. Half of the crystals we sell, like not maybe what we sell in the shop, but people sell in their shops, are also mined because of people mining for crystals and quartz and stuff, that cobalt that runs our cars, our watches, our eye watches, our phones, our technology. It's filled with it. Yeah. You know, like I said, the quartz that's actually in a watch, it's like a little tuning fork, it looks like. And that was in one of my classes. They showed how that works, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat.
You should tell them more about your classes, too, because Sherry's so great.
I was going to say, like, Sherry hasn't talked. Yeah. I want to let Sherry talk, too,
this
just because we're on a time.
She's got appointments later, yeah. So if we could talk to her.
Absolutely, first, yeah.
Right. I'll get me in and out. Okay. Everybody knows what I do.
Yeah, so you do the card readings?
I do. What else? Sherry, that's it. I'm a hit and run guy.
Yeah, one trick pony over here.
With like perfect hair too.
Yeah.
Find something you're good at and do it, right? Yeah. That's where I'm at.
But, and we're lucky enough to have her at least once a month here doing her readings.
Her readings are fun. They're a good time.
Definitely. It's a good time. I've been doing it for 31 years now, so.
And everybody loves you.
And it's, you know, I can't believe how many customers she has. Like, where I'm driving up here, the first time I'm thinking, oh my God, nobody can come
in the
here.
Middle of nowhere.
I don't know where they're coming from, but every time I come up, she makes sure that I have plenty of people to help and talk to and stuff. So I really enjoy it. But I also think that, you know, as a whole, this store is outstanding for what you can learn and what you can experience and what you can purchase and, you know, get your whatever interests you. The knowledge alone that's in this store, it's not just a retail store. There's books, there's consulting people. There's what?
We have the classroom.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's like a library of new age information, you know? And so the more you come, the more you learn, the more you can sign up for things and get involved with it and all. It's fantastic. Yeah. I really love that she's doing this. And I think that it's just, I think more people would be here if they knew about it. And that's why I said, would you go up and at least, you know, tell people what she's doing here? Because I don't know if we're anywhere else in Schuylkill County that you can get this kind of knowledge from the people that, you know, live instructors. You're not on the internet hoping you can figure out something about quartz. You know, you come up here, you talk to Kelly or Sherry, and you just get yourself.
I think more people are becoming more open-minded to it. So, like, right now the biggest thing is, like, social media platforms. And I think the one that's really taking off is TikTok.
Yes.
Now, when people think TikTok, they think, oh, it's just girls in booty shorts are dancing or twerking. But it really depends on what you're looking at. So if that's
Anthony,
what's all promoted.
I got three mice climbing up a clock. That's what I'm saying. Three blind mice.
But what I'm also saying is that TikTok is also the thing, too. If you start searching for paranormal or you start searching for Reiki or you start searching for, like, my most of my things is just, like, either because I'm looking at conspiracy theory stuff because I'm trying to learn about it to talk about the show, or I've been looking at, like, the palm readings and stuff.
There's a whole section called Witch Talk on there.
Yeah. And you can, like, and people are it's accessible to people.
And Sherry actually turned me on to TikTok. I was actually against TikTok at first.
You got her into TikTok.
Now I'm addicted and I don't do Facebook anymore. It's like terrible. But anyways, there's like Witch Talk, there's Native Talk too. Like if you want to learn more of like Native American culture and stuff, you could look that up on it too. It's awesome.
There's so much cool stuff
I'm semi learning Russian from some dude that's teaching me Russian like words and stuff. It's kind of awesome.
That's cool.
Here is where you can come and I can touch it. I can feel it. Yeah. I can see you know, I can do drumming. I can, actually drum. I can actually feel the crystals. I can actually feel the difference that I'm getting. You know?
I'm very interested to see some of the classes or experience it and stuff. I think the big thing, too, is I think a lot of people, they want to see someone, like especially in today's day and age, like I want to see someone else experience it first or watch someone go through it before I do it. And I think a lot of people look that up. So like if one of the things you do, the card reading, you can actually see on a previous episode, we did a card reading. Like I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. Nothing bad happened to me.
It was outlawed, I think, by the Catholic Church in 1330. Yeah. That was the last time they looked at it. So.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to check out our episode when we talked about tarot readings?
I did.
Did we do a good job on our research?
Was it with Tori?
Yeah.
I saw it.
I tried to do my best on the research there.
I think it's great, you know. Yeah. But like I said, I can't stress this enough, too, where you have... This is guys like, if you're into like learning new things, and you know, I hate to say it's new age because it's normal and the rest of it is weird.
It's quite old,
you know?
Yes.
Right.
It's been around a long time.
We are going back to the past and rediscovering people's roots or, you know, what connects to you the best.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm saying this is like having the Smithsonian in your backyard.
Yeah.
you know?
In small town Reno.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, Sherry, you know, Sherry's a wealth of information too. She is excellent. She's been a good friend to me in the past few months. So I'm so thankful to have Sherry in my life. So I have to say that. No, I have to say that.
She's helping a lot of people. She's educating a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that come through the store. I'm still in shock over that.
So if they haven't seen you on a previous episode and this is their first time tuning in, what can you expect with a tarot reading? And
oh, with me, I do on the mediumship. I'm a medium and I'm an empath. So I can tell you, I'll feel like what's wrong with you. I can't fix you. You have to see them.
Yeah. you're going to need one of those blue rocks before you get out of here. Yeah.
My knee will go off or my back will go off or something. So I kind of have that empathic feel. It doesn't hurt, but it lets me know that the person that I'm sitting with has an issue.
Yeah, you told me that and I was terrified for you. I'm like, you might need a body cast by the time you get done talking to me.
And usually it goes away. But that's it. I'm an intuitive. I also try to get people. My whole thing is to get people out of the past and get them moving forward in life.
Yes.
So I'm kind of like a spiritual path advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're unhappy, let's figure out. I usually say I'm like the school guidance counselor. So people show up when they're running in the hallway, and I'm like, where's your home? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where I go. I don't know where.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I usually bring them in and say, okay, let's start over. Let's pick a homeroom. What interests you? You know, get them going back out into the school of life. So.
Yeah, I definitely love your analogies on how you,
look at it as school.
Yeah, like how you look at life and the afterlife as a school and where you can put your spirituality and stuff. It's a very simplified way of looking at it. It makes you look at life a little differently. You know what I mean? And if you want to hear more of her and her talkings, not only just through the shop here, her and her son do a podcast, which is also they help us out on our Patreon. I think we swap the Patreon exchange. I give you guys a dollar, you guys give me a dollar.
There you go.
But they have a Patreon and they do spiritual lessons and guides over podcasts. And
he doesn't get paid for doing this. You know, he's got his own gas and his people and all. So, I mean, he's voluntarily driving around the county interviewing people. I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy t-shirts or stickers or whatever you want.
There you go. Buy a t-shirt. It won't kill you.
Your sponsorship helps for the equipment.
Yeah. That's literally how we've been doing it. Yeah. Great. People buy some merchandise or now we have the Patreon where we give like bonus episodes for people.
But this isn't what you do for a living is what I'm trying to say.
No.
You know? So he's doing this on his day off. And so I think it's fantastic, you know. Mm-hmm. And the ability to get this information out to everybody is wonderful.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things I've learned about Schuylkill County that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would imagine.
Even small business. Like, I didn't know you can go get, like, a sandwich at this store or you can get something cool here. Or,
yeah.
There's some gems in this area.
And not only that, you're taking all of us on your adventures.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
And then I built a little network around it and have good friends and family.
I'm hoping when you're done here.
You're doing a great thing for small businesses because you're letting people know what's out there that they might not know, whether it's a business, a store, or a place to go. So.
And people are really into the classes thing too. Like, oh, I'll go experience like it's a class. Because I think a lot of people, when they want to experience it, like I want to do it, but I don't know how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can do like a class, I think people are really into that. Like she's always coming like, oh, there's this new class I want to try. Like people are seeking information.
You probably didn't know this was up here, did
you? No, I didn't.
See, Timmy and I took him up too. He's like, where are we going, Mom? Like,
yeah.
I said, you got to bring Jamie. She'll love it, you know?
Yeah.
So...
But yeah, you guys can follow her on a Hyreth in Other Words podcast. You can find it on all social media. Pretty much, I don't know if it's on all social media, but it's definitely on Facebook and anywhere you can find podcasts. And it's her son, and her son has a very interesting journey with spirituality and traveling the world. And talk about going out of your comfort zone. He's definitely has done that. And then on top of it, you guys have your classes as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you were in the barn. You came down to the retreat and saw the barn.
As soon as summertime hits, we're back. I want to do another. I want to do something else at the barn.
Yeah.
But that's it for me. I didn't want this to be about. I didn't even know I was going to do this thing. If I'd have known, I would have done my hair better or something. But Sherry is really the one I really wanted. I'm telling you guys, these people that are coming here have studied this for years, know how to use this stuff, know what to use it for. Can direct you, can help you, can educate you beyond belief.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm highly recommending this store as a place to come and educate yourself. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to take the classes. Get on the website and find out what they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can go through that. There's drumming, there's Reiki, go ahead.
Not just metaphysical and New Age stuff. We also do, like, crafting and therapeutic things that we can make. We have a watercolor class we're going to do soon.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Now, yeah. See, cool. I would like to do
art
that.
Stuff as well?
Like the sip and paint type stuff, too. It's going to be, like, more meditative. Like, me and Sherry are putting on a watercolor class in April that's, like, a meditative watercolor class.
Interesting.
That sounds fun. That just came in. Another one too, you know, loaded with information.
You know what's crazy?
What does Cook do?
You said the name, Taekwondo, and it didn't connect for me. I know, Bob.
Well,
for a while now.
Sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Have some fun with him.
I'm excited.
He can even have my spot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna soon go out and have a cigarette. You know me. But maybe you can talk him into taking my seat.
Yeah, he's been over. He's come to my house to watch fights all sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're an instructor here and a great guy. And
yeah.
So actually, I'm going to cut out for a minute because I'm going to get ready for her next client.
Sure.
So if you want to meet Marge, you can see her here at the shop.
Yes.
You call.
Thanks
she's
for
here,
sticking me in here, but you know,
once a month she's here, we can definitely get a schedule. She fills up quick though.
She because she's very entertaining. I love her to death.
Yeah.
But while I do that, I'm going to hop out. I'll let Cook talk for a little bit.
Awesome.
You don't have it looks. You make up a personality. Right?
That's what I'm trying to do. That's the MO for most of my life.
Me and Marge are two of the most personal people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, did you know he was doing this today?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's full of stuff too.
Yeah,
I
never put the connection together.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did this, man.
Yeah,
dabble in everything here.
You do have an appointment at 1:30.
I just got done serving papers.
I don't think he heard you.
You have an appointment at 1:30.
Yeah.
Too.
And get a little.
No, you have an appointment at 1:30.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You have two people, actually.
So, what do you do here?
Today?
Yeah.
Today I'm doing some palm readings.
Oh,
Fidlon
wow.
sticks, which are an Irish kind of thing.
What are they called?
Fidlon.
Fidlon sticks.
Yeah, it's Celtic that means always truthful.
Ah.
It's kind of like a fortune telling thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mine done.
It's a form of geomancy, it's which is a type of divination where... Like
come a little bit closer if you can.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Years and years ago, what you would do is take a stick and just mark places in the dirt, strokes in the dirt, and stop when you wanted to. Do another line, and you do several lines. They would count it out. Mm-hmm. If it was an even number of lines, you would put two marks. If it was an odd number, you'd put a single mark. And it would form various kind of ideograms, and you would read them. Now they just have sticks with two dots on one side, one dot on the other. It's four sticks. And you just cast them out, and you make your sets from there.
And this is like Irish, like
it's an Irish based system.
Interesting.
They're a Celtic based system.
Yeah. Nice, because a lot of the times when people in this area when they learn about it, they learn the Pennsylvania Dutch a lot of that. Like they're I don't want to say like I when I did the research, like the Pennsylvania Dutch magic. You know,
you're talking about Brockeri?
Yeah, Brockeri. Yeah,
I'm a Brocker.
Yeah, so it's
I do Brockeri.
Because I didn't realize it was like every culture has a version of this. So
Brockeri is largely a healing system.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, as opposed to, it was all under the banner of Hexerei at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But Hexerei has such a bad connotation after the Dutch, or the Hex trials in York in 1926, somewhere around there. So they separated. Brockeri became the healing aspect of it. Hexerei became the hexing part of things.
Yeah.
But so Brockeri's only been
and
Brockeri.
And that's German, right?
Cook, Pennsylvania
that,
Dutch.
That's
yeah.
Dutch.
Yeah. It's the language is Deutsch, kind of. It's not quite high German. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's Deutsch.
Well, Deutsch would be German. Deutsch is what would be a Pennsylvania Dutch dialect.
Okay. Mm. And then there's a whole understanding of you on these hex signs and what they mean on the barns and all that.
Yeah,
right,
that's
too?
Not me yes. so much, but I have a friend named Patrick Dunmoyer, who is probably the single most knowledgeable about the Dutch hex symbols.
Yeah, we actually sell them out in the shop.
I own one.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't get it here, but I actually got it at Crystal Cave. We got it.
Okay,
And I don't even realize. I don't even remember why I bought it. Like, it was kind of like one of the things where I was just drawn to.
I don't remember.
See, they used to be, and I'm from more the Higgins Valley originally, so they used to be on all of our barns and everything when I was a little girl, and my dad would pick them out and tell me what each one meant. Now, I can remember, like, a handful of them, that's about it, but we do sell them out here, and they
are neat.
The
one I have is the big one. I have I guess it's the Irish one,
yes,
where it's
the
good luck.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I own. It's
well,
huge.
Now, can people learn that?
The thing
book?
That a lot of people don't understand or don't realize sometimes is the ones that were made... Like, Patrick will go out and paint them on barns for people. I mean, this guy is
That's
just extremely
cool.
talented and knowledgeable. But in the old times, if they wanted to, they would take that circle, they would write a prayer on it, then paint it over, then write another prayer, paint it over, and then until they got to where the layers wanted ready for the symbol, and then they would attach it to the barn or paint it directly on the barn.
Interesting.
Prayer, layer of paint, the prayer, layer of paint, until you got the symbol. So some people will tell you the symbols are just decorative. You know, they have maybe something to do with some pencil, like the Distelfink, the two birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a mythological bird in Pennsylvania Dutch. But some of them are actually, they have prayers for weather, prayers for fertility, prayers for, you know, for their farms.
That good harvest.
Harvest, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely. Yeah, we did a little bit of the Pennsylvania Dutch on an episode, but I definitely would love to revisit it again if you ever want to come back on. Like I said, I'm learning. I'm excited for today because, like, I'm learning more about it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I knew a little bit, like, just the surface. You know what I mean? There's so much more.
You got the county experts on this stuff now.
Yeah.
Oh, Cook probably knows more than I do. I just grew up around it a little bit. And I can tell you, we have the Distelfinks out here in the shop. We have Luck All Year, and we have the Marriage one, which is, like, the double-headed eagle. So there is all different styles.
Do you want lots of?
Yeah, Brockeye is interesting, but they're very, it's difficult to find, and it's difficult not being of Pennsylvania Dutch origin at all. It was difficult to find somebody who was even willing to open up and teach me anything.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I jumped through hoops for 2 years.
Wow. When exactly did you start this journey of learning this stuff?
Oh, geez, I don't even remember what year. It's a long time ago, 15 years maybe.
Really?
I've always done...
Thank you.
Thanks, Marge.
You know me from the martial art things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just celebrated my 53rd year in martial arts. Wow. Well, about 20 years in, one of my instructors just threw this out that I should probably start learning healing arts. So I did the whole shiatsu, pressure points, and I did some Reiki. I do Tuina, which is a Chinese kind of thing. And I just kept going on, and I had an interest in herbs. And I decided, rather than buy the books or go online to research, I would go try to find an actual teacher. And I thought the Pennsylvania Dutch might be the Amish, might be the place to go. So I went down to Amish country in the off season, booked myself a buggy ride, and was the only guy. And I had an old Dutch farmer go around pointing out the one room schoolhouse and the telephone booth where everybody had to go to make their emergency calls. And he asked me if I had any questions. And I asked him, what do you guys do about, you know, herbalism, your healing? I said, you have any of the old timers left around to do that? No, we go to doctors. And I was like, come on, you work on a farm, you're getting banged up all the time. You're not running to the doctor for every little thing. Do you have anybody around? No, we go to doctors. And I said, well, you have nobody that does Brockeye. And he literally stopped the wagon, looked at me and said, how do you know about that? And I said, well, I read a lot. All he wanted to talk about then the whole rest of the time was one-room schoolhouses and telephone booths. So that got me started. So I looked around, and I found a group called Three Sisters. And they were a Pennsylvania Dutch cultural group that were interested in preserving the Pennsylvania Dutch lifestyle, Brockeye being part of that. And I had talked to them, and they invited me down. And they would do workshops and classes, but not on Brockeye. They would talk about it in reference to or in context with, you know, all the Pennsylvania Dutch, their astrology and their mythologies and that kind of thing, but no actual teaching. And I went to everything. I went to potluck suppers. I showed up at every event. And the woman who was teaching it, her husband was an old jiu-jitsu guy who I knew his instructor. So we had something in common. I always had some kind of groundwork I could mm-hmm. talk about. And finally, after about 2 years, they said, like, what do you want?
secrets.
well, because basically I said to them, look, you know, I'm going to keep coming to stuff until you tell me I can't come anymore. And I said, well, what do you want? I said, well, I'm not going anywhere until somebody teaches me something. So they sent me to the one guy's teacher. It's a trans, a cross-gender thing. Women teach men, men teach women. And so he gave me a number and kind of made the groundwork for me. And I called this woman and went down to her house, and she and I'm thinking, I just went through 2 years of jumping through circles, and I'm used to that, because in martial arts a lot of instructors, before they teach you anything, will, you know, they'll make you do all.
It almost sounds like gatekeeping to
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like they're testing you.
Yes.
So I'm expecting another year, you know, of playing this game. And we walked in, and I took down a gift, 2 rings of kielbasa.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Wearing my Kevlon shirt right now.
Well, that's where I got it. A ring of fresh and a ring of smoked. And I said, this is for you. And she took it. I said, she refrigerated it. She put it in the refrigerator. She came back, and she said, so you're here to learn the words. And I said, yeah. She said, sit down. Let's get started. And I was like stunned. And we stayed there. There's things you have to memorize right away. She said, I will stay with you tonight as long as you need to memorize these things. And some of it's in Dutch, some of it's in Deutsch and English. She told me the words. We went over them, over and over them, until she was satisfied that I knew them, because I'm not allowed to write anything down. Come back in 2 weeks. If you can say everything, this work is for you. If you can't say anything, the work's not for you. No harm, no foul. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Wow. Went back in 2 weeks. I crushed it. And I stayed there to learn Brockery.
That's so cool. Yeah, there's so much to that. Like, it's, I mean, we made light of it just because we didn't have an understanding on the podcast.
We make light of it.
Come yeah. On. So what was the one they said about you take an egg and you hang it up in the attic and then there you put three
like
loops.
A string or
yeah,
something.
You tie 3 loops around because 3 is the holy, like, because the stuff that we found online. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of that. The healing system itself is. It's kind of a hands-on prayer-based system. There's specific prayers for specific problems. There's a general overall body work that has a series of prayers involved. Using a red string or an egg or those kind of things might be. Everybody knows about it. We don't all do the same thing the same way.
Right.
But. Like, I never heard about the egg getting tied up, but
no.
I've seen eggs used to do a body cleanse.
Yes. And then you bury the egg.
Bury it or throw it against a tree.
Yeah.
Potatoes to heal warts or pennies.
That's the yeah. potatoes or something. Yeah. That was in my family culture. Like
gold to work on a sty in the eye. A sty, which my daughter can attest that it works.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, too. But there's some stuff that's very specific as far as inflammation and those kind of things.
And it's crazy, like, when you research this and just the Pennsylvania Dutch, the Irish, the, like, African, the Chinese culture, South American cultures, it's like they all figured this out using almost the same things and, like, the same prayer. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, how is, like, there's no communication, but they all figured out the
right,
same.
Right, there's always some sort of link, like the number 3 there you were saying.
Yeah.
The number 3 is kind of holy or
culture-wise,
sacred,
three,
many
three
different religions.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Like the Trinity.
The
yeah.
Trinity, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trinity, Maiden, Mother,
Crone.
Mother
Crone, yeah.
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then...
Multiples of threes.
Yeah.
Every culture has, as a matter of fact, what's funny was, years back, I was at a black belt ceremony in Mount Carmel, and an older woman came up to me, and she said her granddaughter was being promoted to black belt, and I was invited up for the ceremony. And she came over, and she says, I understand that you do, the English, they call it powwow, but it has nothing to do with Native American, mm-hmm. but they call it powwow. She said, I understand you do powwow. And I said, yeah, and she said, I do malakchio. And I went, that's the Italian word for, like, evil eye. I said, so you do this or you fix it?
yeah.
yeah. And she didn't know what they called it, so she her grandmother that taught her was calling it that. It's actually an Italian system similar to Brockery called Benedicaria. And it's a Sicilian-based system. So we started talking. And she was interested in seeing my stuff, and I was interested in seeing her stuff. So on Wednesday nights for a long time, I would go to her house in Coltmont. And we would exchange ideas. And she had introduced me to a niece of hers. And her niece had a file of all these prayers and procedures. Most of them in English, some of them in Italian. And Gloria had a whole bunch of things in Italian. So they made copies for me and gave them all to me. And I'm reading these. And they're sometimes word for word exactly the same prayers or same processes that I had. And I went to Patrick, who I mentioned earlier, and I said, this is crazy. I said, you know, this is from Sicily, and this other stuff from the Rhine Valley in Germany, you know, via the Pennsylvania Dutch and Conshohocken somewhere, you know. Well, it turns out if you follow the development of the printing press, everybody, when the printing press, the Gutenberg printing press was popular and moving around, there weren't a whole lot of books to reprint.
Mm-hmm.
There were the Bible and a lot of occult manuscripts and magic manuscripts and healing art manuscripts that were based on occults and prayers and things like
your
that.
Your basic grimoire or Book of Shadows.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then they got outlawed in, I don't know what year, I know they did, got outlawed though.
So these prayers followed the press, the Gutenberg press. They kept getting reprinted. And it was used, by the time it got to Germany, the Germans brought it over to the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
And
well, I would love to keep you, but you do have a class here in a minute.
I have a reading.
Yeah, I've got a client.
I've got a client. So we definitely need to be in contact. Maybe we'll set something up here and get in and set a table up and come.
Yeah, I have cards laying. I have cards in my pocket.
Cool. Yeah, we'll figure something out. You know where I live. That's where I record most of the stuff. We'll definitely
have
you on.
Right? You still have beer?
Oh, Tom, we always have beer.
It's a mainstay, and I got to have the beer.
Yeah, well, definitely, okay. We'll have you all back, right, man.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me sit down. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to learn more.
Yeah. Oh, lots of stuff. We got lots of things we could do.
And if they want to stay around longer, they can get maybe a palm reading done.
Yeah, sure. If, if you guys are hanging out, I'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be
for
here
a
for a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, enjoy.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Are you? Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to go for a reading?
Yeah, sure. So it was nice talking to you too.
Absolutely.
If I can jump back in at any moment, I will. So thank you guys.
The spot's open.
Awesome.
I'm going to have Melanie sit down and talk with you guys, and she can tell you a little bit of the stuff she does with us here. She does some meditation.
Awesome. Well, I have a quick question for you. When exactly did the shop open?
Yeah, I meant to ask that before.
Like, how long have you been in business?
What made you decide to open?
So May 1st will be our third year of business.
Ooh, our anniversary.
So what got us into this? I've always been interested in things like this. Anything that was different, I was fascinated with. And we never planned on opening a shop. It just kind of happened. I started doing things online, little craft, kind of like folk magic and kits and jewelry and stuff. And then over time, it just kind of got bigger and bigger. And we set up at the mall like 3 years ago before we opened the store.
Oh, I do remember the mall.
I was going to say, I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, the witch balls and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And every other person that came to our stand asked where our store was. And my husband was like, that's it. We're opening a store.
Wait, was it the one with all the tie-dye t-shirts and stuff too?
No, I didn't have tie-dye t-shirts.
What was the one that had
that was the Avalon.
The Avalon.
Oh,
no.
We
set up at the Hazleton Mall.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm thinking
school
book.
I feel like I remember that. Yeah,
you actually do look really familiar too. But we had set up there for the holidays, like right before the holidays and then into the new year. And everybody kept asking, where's our store? Because they felt there wasn't enough places around here to find things. So my husband's like, that's it. Let's open a store.
So it's you and your husband?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That's neat. Yeah, I like this little wheelhouse you got going on here. Like,
I like that there's so much. Like, it's not just like one little thing. Like, there's so much here. Yeah. It's very cool.
Now, since starting it and bringing more people in, because I feel like I can relate. Like, starting the network, you're only as good as the people around you. You know what I mean? Obviously, and you can't be a master of all. So you have to bring people in who can help you in other things.
Right.
And I can relate here, like with the network. Like, I feel like I've brought good people in that helped me out with different things. Like, I got Nikolai over here with his fancy camera.
Everybody has their own skills and talents that they can offer to the pot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, it's I like it. Like, I sitting here and then seeing like your network or your family come in and sit and swap speeds, and like I'm learning about crystals and palm. And I've known Bob for years. I didn't know Bob knew all this stuff. Like, it's
no idea.
Said the name and it never registered until he walked in. I was like, oh my god! Like, Bob's been in my home. I didn't know he. Like,
oh, now you're in trouble because now you can mess with him when he comes to visit you again.
Yeah. He used to come. We used to get all the fights all the time, like the UFC fights, and he'd come with my dad, and because him and my dad are buddies, because they would go to the one place in Monte City all the time, and now it's eye opening. You don't realize how much knowledge is out there, and it is good for a younger generation to pick this up because you know, like it could become a lost art. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff is important when it comes to this. You know, like this isn't just something that fled by the wayside and then disappeared and then it's not a thing anymore. Yeah, like, this has been around for centuries, and you know what I mean, and it needs to be carried on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we got in the store. It was never planned. Kind of just fell into it.
Cool.
I don't know. And it's an interest of all the things that we like.
Yeah, and, so. And it's one of those things too. When people come in, I can just speak for myself, but I see other people do. Like they walk in, and I kind of look around, I'm like, what's this? And then they're like, look at that. Like I know what that kind of symbol means, or these are incense, and then you have these. And what do they mean? And like, and they make light of it, or like not like jokey, but like that understanding is not there yet. Mm-hmm. But something is drawing you into these like types of places. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then you kind of start researching and learning more, and then you come back again, and then you're like, I'm gonna take home a rock and stick it under my husband's bed, like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of like the ball is rolling on it, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're starting your foundation, and it there's definitely a feeling you get when you come into a store like this, because mm-hmm. it is the unknown, it is the what if thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because everyone comes in with their guard up, like, this is going to be, you know what I mean? I'm not into this. And then the more you research, and like, it's been around for this long.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It can't be that wrong. Like, there's got to be something to it, mm-hmm. or it would have not have stood the test of time in different cultures. How we're learning the Irish had it, the Italians mm-hmm. had it, the Pennsylvania Dutch. Like, there's something more to this than just what meets the eye. And I think it's very mm-hmm. eye-opening for people to kind of, even if I'm not saying consume yourself in it, but it's good to at least know it's here. Mm-hmm. And now that you can come here and take a class and learn more about it. So we've talked about I kept calling them rocks, but I feel like that was like the right thing.
Okay. Crystals and rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we learned about the crystals. We learned tarot readings and mediumship. Then we learned about palm reading. And now we get into meditation. Yes. So this is what I'm excited about. Cause like I said, I feel like I want to learn about meditation more, except I feel like I've been kind of doing it, but maybe not the normal or actual right way. I feel like
you could always learn more of everything.
Yeah, right? and then learning more about, like, I'm starting to get more into, like, the yoga and how yoga and meditation go hand in hand, and getting mm-hmm. your breathing right and mm-hmm. clearing your mind and all that stuff. So how did you, like, introduce yourself real quick.
My name's Melanie Johnson, and I do a few different modalities, something called Theta Healing. So I'm certified in that as advanced Theta Healing practitioner. And I'm a student of Healing Touch program. So that's also energy work based on the chakras, the energy body. That's just a little bit about my background, but my passion is meditation. And I started here at Sherry's shop about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. a little over a year. And I found that that's really something that I feel really connected to, because I've taken everything that I've learned over the years. I've dabbled in many different healing modalities and trying to find what works for me. And so it's my goal to share that with people, everything mm-hmm. that I've learned, because there's so many different styles and types of meditating and ways of meditating. So I like to introduce that to people, because a lot of people have some maybe misconceptions or trouble doing it, where they think it's just sitting there trying to make your mind go blank, and, you know, which can be really frustrating for somebody who hasn't done it before or tried it. And that's so not, you know, that's not my style. I know that's a style, but there's so many different forms of meditation and ways to do it. So.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of people like with high, like myself, like anxiety, where your mind never shuts off. Mm-hmm. It's not so much just mm-hmm. shutting it off. It's kind of tuning
focusing
it to where you want it to be. Not so much shutting everything down. It's more or less like, I guess, like, don't take on, it comes with anything. You can't take on more than what you're handed. So if you're going to meditate on, for me anyway, if I meditate on something, I focus on a situation that I want to fix, or that's what I want to work on at that point in time. Like, a lot of people think it's just like a cure-all. You hit the one button and all your problems are solved, and you can't really do that with anything. So I think and I could be wrong, yeah, obviously. So with meditation, like, you kind of like, hey, if I'm having a day or this one thing is bothering me, I should meditate on it. You know what I mean? And not meditate on everything. You can't, because you can't fix everything at one shot. Like, if you're mm-hmm. if you have a boat with a bunch of holes in it, you can't nail them all together at the same time. You got to focus on one hole first, and then go to the next hole, and the next one after that. You know what I mean? Like, is that kind of what your teachings are?
My teachings are more about tapping into the subconscious.
Okay.
So when we're thinking, we're in our conscious mind, which is the frontal lobe, this part of the brain. And we're only really accessing around 10% of our brain when we're accessing the conscious mind and our thinking mind. I'm more interested in accessing the other parts of the brain, mm-hmm. the subconscious. So there are several different brain waves, they've measured this. There is where we're in right now is beta. So it's talking, you're active, you're listening, we're focused. And then just below that is a slower brain wave, and that would be alpha. So alpha, you could be reading a book, you could be listening to music, you could be walking in nature. So a lot of people access that brain wave when they're in meditation. And then below that is the theta brain wave, and that is your just between the conscious and subconscious. It's your dream state, right? And what's interesting about that brain wave is that they found that it is possible to access that brain wave while awake, and sort of like lucid dreaming, mm-hmm. where you can kind of control what you're dreaming. You know that you're in a dream state, but you're also aware that you're dreaming, so you can control the dream. Mm-hmm. What's also interesting about that brainwave is that your body responds to everything that you are experiencing visually as if it's happening for real. Mm-hmm. So you can have, you know, feelings, physical reactions. That is the brainwave that hypnotherapists work with. And that is the brainwave we work with in theta healing. So it's a powerful brainwave to use when you're trying to access the subconscious and shift limiting belief systems that's going on in the background. Because a lot of times we have situations and things going on in life that we're attracting that are triggering us or we don't want, mm-hmm. and we're not consciously aware of how we're attracting that and what the programs are going on in the background. So, and that's part of theta healing as well, is accessing what programs or what is going on in the background that is creating that type of reoccurring, you know, habit or, you know, thing that you're attracting that you're not wanting. Mm. So... And there's a lot more to it than that. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
scratching the surface. Yeah. And then below that is your delta, which is your deep sleep, which is rest and reset, and your body just repairs itself. Mm. It's very deep healing. And then you have your gamma, which is super focused. Super focused. At the same time, you're very connected. So they say that Albert Einstein was in gamma a lot. He was just channeling information, very focused. In theta healing and also in other modalities, that's why we like to calm our mind down so that we are slowing down our brain waves so we can access that subconscious. Because within that, there's also tons of information that we are not accessing with our conscious mind. Mm-hmm. So it's bridging that connection to help us understand, you know, more about ourselves, our environment, situations, who we are. Because really, in this type of modality and other modalities that I've learned, is that we have all the answers. You know, we're just so used to and being focused up here, mm-hmm. in our thinking conscious mind, we're not really accessing the other part of our intelligence. And we are very intelligent, mm-hmm. on different levels.
Yeah, I feel like the trope of the world is that we don't give ourselves enough credit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. oh, I can't handle this. I can't do this. I'm using it as an example, but like, why can't we do something? Like, oh, like you can't fly. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, because because society and the way you've been taught your entire life has always been putting a block in front of it. Now, I'm not saying that you can fly, but I'm not ruling it out either. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
But like, if you keep putting mental blocks up and it's been society taught through society for hundreds and hundreds of years that like you can't exactly. access this, you can't be bigger than you are. It's also kind of like trying to keep people in certain social classes and social and like mental classes and stuff like that. It's like, well, who knows? You don't know what you can tap into if you don't work on it, you know?
Right. Exactly.
You threw me off. Oh.
Her son exploded.
I was like, what happened? Your eyes got big.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what your class is, like, what can someone expect when you come in into a class?
So I like to introduce a variety of different types of meditations so that people can say, oh, okay, maybe this fits and maybe this doesn't, whatever resonates with them. One of the meditations I do is something I learned from Theta Healing. It's called the Seven Planes of Existence Meditation. And I take them through the guide. It's a guided part in the beginning. And basically, it is a visual meditation. I talk about and explain what the seven planes are. That was explained by Vianna Stiebel. She's the founder of Theta Healing. Basically, it's a technique to get you out of your head. You are visually going from the ground and up through space and then connecting with Source, which they consider the seventh plane, highest consciousness, God, Christ, Creator, whatever name you want to put to it. And it's just a technique just to get you out of your mind. You're not really there. Your consciousness might be there, right? But we can be in our bodies and our consciousness can be somewhere else at the same time.
What is the other, I always revert to the horror movie, but what they, astral projection?
Insidious?
They mean a horror movie, but the astral projection, like where people can mentally leave their body to go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. And we do that in our sleep. Sometimes when we don't realize it, you know, we travel to different places, different times, because really in that consciousness, if you work off of the foundation of quantum physics theory, which is a more highly popular topic now, you know, we can be in different places at different times, and our consciousness is always there.
Yeah, because that's the thing too, that like a lot of people are like, oh, that's not real, that's not true. But then like, you also realize what, like I said before, like recently government has been leaking documents and saying, hey, like, this is stuff we've all been researching for hundreds of years, and we kind of kept it away from people. Like, they pretty much said astral projection is 100% a real thing. You know what I mean? And there's been studies and stuff that we talked, like, our people's stories where they would astral project, and a few days later they get like a knock at the door and they're like, hey, whatever you're doing and whatever you're going to, you need to stop. You know what I mean? Like, so other people are knowing you're doing it in some way. So it's like, some people know more things than we think we know they know. Yeah. So it's one of those deals as well. I'm not saying that's what meditation is, but then is that kind of like a form of it? Like with the, like you're going into a meditative state to get to that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'll lead people. I do another, custom guided meditation, which is where I'll ask people, okay, where are you at? Get a feel for, you know, how they're feeling or what their intention is. And then I'll just do a guided meditation on, you know, on the fly if people want to astral plane or, you know, reach the seven planes or just stay really grounded to earth. So I'll do more of a guided meditation that's earth-based. You know, so tuning into the people that come and tweaking a meditation to fit their needs. and then I do another one called a shamanic drum journey. So that is guided in the first part, and it's a very grounding meditation. A lot of people say that they feel more grounded when they hear the sound of the beat of the drum. And there's just something about that because it mimics our heartbeat. So people feel very safe. That's the feedback that I've gotten from that type of meditation. And I guide them through the first portion in, you know, in nature. And if they have an intention, they state their intention. And then I just drum for about 20, 30 minutes and bring them back. So that's more of like a journey type meditation, which I encourage, you know, lucid dreaming and using your imagination and using all of your senses in it. So it's more like an interactive meditation. And then there's meditations where, you know, I practice letting go. So if they have a thought come in, imagining that thought falling on a leaf, and then that leaf falling on a river, and then watching that leaf go down the stream. So it's just another, like, all these little techniques to help them be more present. So that's really the goal, is to be present so that your mind isn't thinking about the future. It's not thinking about the past. You're really just present with yourself and allowing yourself to allow things to come in. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we're just so busy up here that we're not allowing information that we already have inside ourselves to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We're too worried about here, like you said, like the blocks.
Yeah.
You know, or the beliefs, like, oh, I can't do that. Well, where did thought come from? Mm-hmm. You know, who told you couldn't do that? You know,
yeah. The human mind is extraordinary. Like I said, we're only using, you said, 10% of it. You know what I mean? There's a lot more that could be accessed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love that movie. You ever see The Limitless with Bradley Hooper?
No, I didn't see that one.
In that movie, he takes a pill, and the pill gives him 100% access of his brain.
Wow.
And he was able to accomplish, like, insane things, but it was like a pill he took every day. It was a really good movie.
I have to watch that movie.
Yeah. It's a fantastic movie. But now, other forms of meditation, I've like just been doing research and looking at, like, people use tuning forks. How you said you use a drum. There's the bowls. So there's some type of sound wave or something like that. I know some people, when you meditate, you go into like a secluded dark room with no sound. It's like there's the phrase. I think the transcendental. They use a phrase. Like, there's a certain phrase you have to learn. Like, that was the thing that they were talking about, like a phrase or
like a mantra.
A mantra, and you say the mantra over and over, and then, like, that's kind of always in the background of your head. Kind of like, the best way I can describe it, because I don't really know too much, is kind of like a metronome, where that phrase is kind of like your metronome, and like the click, 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 and then you keep saying that phrase, and then that's how you get into your meditation phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a distraction from your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a focus. So anything that can distract you from your thoughts that you're focusing on is a form of meditation. So yeah, there's mantras, there's the prayer beads. There in Tibetan, I've been to a Tibetan monastery where you do the mantras, but you're also using like prayer beads. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different avenues, so many different ways to get you to that point. Even dance, forms of dancing is meditation, taking a walk in nature and just being very aware and observant. There's a dance called the Whirling Dervish. It is a Turkish dance, which was only performed by men. It's a spiritual dance where they literally just spin in one place for hours.
Wow.
And they don't get dizzy, they don't fall down, but it puts them in a trance.
Wow.
Where they feel just really, like, plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many different...
You just kind of, like, it triggered something with me, like, when you're talking about the beads. Like, growing up, I've said this before on the podcast, like, I was kind of, like, really involved with, like, the nuns in Monte City. Like, they kind of like took me under their wing for a while. Like, they were teaching me stuff. I was helping them build a prayer garden. They would take me into like the convict, and we would do like, they would teach me stuff from the Bible, and they would like, they were associating it with me and my young mind in different ways that, like, I guess you wouldn't do it before.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, when they told me, I was like 6 or 7 years old, but like their teachings still stick with me when it comes to certain things about the Bible and everything. But like, now I'm trying to go back to like the first time I probably meditated, and now I'm thinking like giving me a rosary bead and going into a spot with the incense going, and it's complete darkness, and it's like a small like white noise thing they have going on in there, and you just sit and focus on the bead, and you just like worry about your, like, and you're saying the same prayer over again, which is kind of like your mantra.
Yeah.
Which then your mind can slip into what you're trying to focus on to get right.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I never ever put that connection together, and then you're saying the Tibetan beads.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was meditating at a young age, like they were teaching me a form of meditation through the rosary beads.
Yeah,
and exactly. A lot of people don't like, I the whole time I'm thinking like rosary beads, it's like, oh, you hold the bead and you're like, you just say like a prayer, and then like, but you don't dive deeper into it. But like, they're putting themselves in the form of meditation or like a trance as well by doing that.
Yeah.
And as you're saying, I'm like, holy crap. Like, I was doing that at such a young age, and I didn't even realize I was doing it until like right now. Yeah, and how I was telling you before, like my form of meditation, what I do, like I could do it in a loud room, I could do it with a TV on, like I need, like, but that was kind of like I'm saying now, like that's definitely like, and I'm literally putting together as we speak, and like that's my building block. Like they kind of taught me to, like, with the mantra or focus on something, even if it's a small noise, like to get into that mindset, which I like. I just had that. Wow. That just happened.
Light bulb
to me.
Just went on.
Yeah, I just heard the Tibetan beads. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah, I know I'm like beating a dead horse, but the same. But like, the craziest part about meeting them and experiencing this is like, I got to like meet Mother Teresa. Like she came to Monte City.
Really?
Yes. And at that time is like I was that young, and I was helping them build a prayer garden. And I didn't know any. Yeah. Like even when I met her, I didn't realize what I was meeting. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm not a Christian or I'm not a spiritual when it comes to religion, but she definitely was. She was in tune with something more than we know as humans, whether it's spirituality or just meditation, because she would even like their form of meditation, and like every religion has it. And it's all like the same thing, how we were talking before. Every culture has their own thing, but she was definitely on a different plane of existence than the rest of humans. Like, I just remember like meeting her, and they're like, I remember someone asking her like, hey, what did you travel with? And she literally like carried like a bag the size of a Ziploc bag. Like she didn't bring much. She didn't have many possessions. Her conscious and her mind was her possession, and she's very strict on that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's like how we have the monks and the Tibetan, like that's kind of what the nuns, like the Mother Teresa nuns are. Like they're going by not just her teachings, but her way of life that she learned from another form of religion. And it's all like stemming from one another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very interesting how, like, once again, like everyone has a different culture, but it all kind of stems to the same place. No matter what you do, we all have the same mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you took a lot. You could, yeah.
Took a lot.
You want to sit down and talk? Did you get any of the store?
No.
Oh. Yes, if you can grab some cool stuff out there. Those rocks that we looked at.
Rocks.
I'm sorry, I keep calling them. Is that like? Am I being offensive? Like when I say, I feel like I am. Like they're
rocks. To you, it's rocks.
Yeah. But the I don't know.
Stones,
energy,
crystals,
beads.
Rocks.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just diminishing everything people are doing and not even realize I'm doing it. I'm so sorry. Like I said, I'm not an educated person. I'm trying to become more educated. I kept saying, oh, like the rocks. And she just looked at me and was like, I'm doing something wrong. I know I'm doing
something. Hold on a second. Maybe, I think everyone else is a little busy. Maybe you can tell us a little more about other classes that they have here.
Here? Let's see. So we have Reiki. We've had some drum circles here. There's a local, and he teaches too, which is a lot of fun. So, and we also had him at the farm right here at Starlight Meadows Farm outside outdoors when it's nice out. There's a pond. We've had bonfires there and it's great. I sometimes lead full moon night hikes there also. We haven't done one yet over the winter because of all the snow that we've had. But I love hiking in the winter on a full moon at night because it's just...
Sounds interesting.
That's how every bad horror movie starts.
Sounds very interesting.
It's just so... Especially in the winter because the snow has covered the ground and the moonlight just reflects off
and there's
the
no
snow.
Snakes.
Oh, there's no snakes.
In the winter, which is great for me.
Yeah.
And bears aren't out as much either.
No, they're... Sleeping. No, no. No, coyotes are. They're out there. But let's see. What else, Sherry?
Other classes.
So who, I kind of walked into that.
I asked what other classes there are here.
Well, we used to do yoga, and then when COVID happened, we kind of stopped, and we're starting to bring that back.
Okay.
So we'll have yoga a couple times a week. Melanie does her meditation, and then we have a host of different mixes of classes, I'd say. Like we mentioned, we're going to do a watercolor, like a watercolor and sip.
Yeah.
It's going to be more about relaxing, meditating, and finding an active meditation, because not just the meditation she talks about, but there's many things that are meditative or therapeutic that you can do, whether it's coloring. Everybody's gotten into adult coloring now again. Mm. It's a form of active meditation.
I color.
Yeah. It's very therapeutic. It's very relaxing. Your mind stops. So you can calm down. takes you back to maybe a better time in your life when you're coloring, when you were younger and you enjoyed it and you had no worries. So some of the classes will be like that. We'll be doing the paint one. We've done wire tree classes. And I was looking over my shoulder earlier. I was like, I have no props. I should have brought props. We did a wire tree class. We have that coming up again. We've done sun catchers. And all of them are not metaphysical or new age, but it's something that's relaxing and fun. Mm-hmm. And it brings you into this environment where you might ask questions like, hey, I'm going to put this crystal on this sun catcher. And then you might learn more about crystals. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice, easy way to get people to open up and learn mm-hmm. more.
It's insane how many different cultures, like how we're going. I keep bringing that up, but like that store, like the storefront, like, it looks all like it's the same theme, but like
it's
these
not.
Are from
there's
all
Ganesh,
over different. Yeah,
and there's right. Buddha, and there's, you know, some Wiccan and pagan and mm-hmm. Crosses. There's Christian and Catholic.
Yeah.
So, like, we're very inclusive. So the crafting stuff, like, anything you want to try, if you're interested, we've done private parties, bachelorette parties.
Yeah,
if you want to, hey, we want to craft or do something.
The paint and sip.
The paint
right?
and sip. We made Yule logs.
Marky's quilling art.
Quilling art is neat.
Which is really neat.
What's that?
Quilling art's when you take paper, real thin paper, and you curl it into different shapes, and it makes beautiful designs.
I've seen that. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's something that they used to do years ago, and we're kind of bringing it back.
That's cool.
What I read about that was really interesting, that... Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth of England, that was one of her hobbies.
Oh, wow.
She did quilling art.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like a medieval art, paper quilling, which I find is very interesting.
I only have a little piece that I can show off in the other room.
I powered my phone off and it still turned on to tell me my alarm was happening.
Well,
this is usually when I wake up.
My phone's done that too.
This is usually when I wake up throughout the day. As I work night shift.
So there's the classes, and then we have
private stuff too.
Okay. So like you.
So you already met Cook.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna kind of lead into that for a minute.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
Cook does some things too. That he does hypnosis sessions and past life regression sessions.
Oh.
So that is very much like meditation.
Uh-huh.
When you go to a past life regression session, you're basically going under a light hypnosis, which is done by a guided meditation, more or less, that you can go and discover what you've done in the past or different lives.
And they have past life card readings as well. That's a thing as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of different things.
Yeah.
Traditionally, we do here just the tarot and intuitive reading. We used to have an angel card reader, but we're looking at other things too. So there's always adding stuff too. But there's lots of things. Cook does the past life stuff, hypnotherapy, which if you wanted to work on pain management, reducing stress, to quit smoking, to help not eat so much, you can do work on weight loss, sports performance, or like the ones he focuses on,
mm-hmm.
His Twina. Besides her doing the healing touch, we do Reiki here.
What is Reiki?
The best way that I describe it to someone who is not familiar with any of this is if you've ever gone to church and they're going to lay hands on you, Reiki is like a form of laying your hands on someone and you are a conduit of energy. Whether you want to believe it's from your higher power, God, universe, it's the energy that we all can tap into and then we're a conduit for it. And the purpose of it is to give energy to the person for healing, whether it's emotional, physical. It's just an energy exchange, and energy doesn't work like we might want it to. Like if you have a sore arm and you get a Reiki session, your arm might still be sore because maybe that's not what you needed it for.
Yeah.
Maybe it was more you needed something for your emotional side or.
Okay.
So it goes where it's needed.
Yeah.
We can't control it. We're just a conduit of it to provide that to someone.
That's interesting.
And I know you said you were a skeptic. I want to mention this before.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things that we offer here, whether if you believe in it or not, if you come into a meditation and it doesn't work out,
you're at least giving yourself some self-care because you're carving out time for you to do something and give yourself something.
Absolutely. I think taking time out of your monotony and just kind of shutting things down and resetting is always good for your mind, whether you believe in or you're open or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because just like I've always, like, whether I believe in what this or not, like, I think the one thing I've always latched onto is the meditation side. Cause I think just shutting down and not being busy and active and on your phone and on devices, and everything, and just kind of shutting down and let your mind work, even if you're just mentally working out your own issues, is healthy for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like I said, I'm very open mind. I definitely think that this stuff exists for a reason. I think it's easy to shut anything down with disbelief and just to for you to understand, so you feel more intelligent or powerful because you're saying, I don't believe something. I don't really subscribe to that. Like, I'm very open to be like, hey, I mean, this has been around for centuries. There's gotta be something to it, you know? But I think a lot of it comes down to the trust of the person that's doing it, because like I said, the Love March, and for the longest time, I was very skeptical or disbelief when it came to like mediums or like stuff like that. Like, oh, you can talk to the other side or these other things. Like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then like we had conversations. I was like, that's interesting, because she knew nothing about me, but she nailed a lot of things, which is like,
oh, yeah.
There's no way. And like, now, like, once again, I do a podcast. Like, if you could research a lot of my, like, I'm not a secretive person. Like, I put everything out there, but like there was stuff that I never even talked about that she was, and then she was hitting stuff on her across the room, and she's like, actually, can you come here and join the reading? Like, it was like a very, I definitely recommend people go back and watch that episode, because it was like,
it was good.
It was like, yeah. And then like the whole time she's saying, I didn't want to give anything away either. I was like, I'm not saying nothing. You know what I mean? Even though I'm a talker, but I was like, she was hitting her harder than she was hitting me. And I was like, that even shows more to her testament of what she can do, because she wasn't even a part of it. And like, it ended up being like, hey, come over here and sit down, cause I think this is for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing a reading, but I feel like because you guys are a team, I'm pulling more for her. And I was like, there's something to this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I also believe on the same token, there's people who do this or say they do this who are completely deceitful and are cashing in on people's grief as well.
Right.
But so a lot of it comes down to, you have to trust the person you're doing this with. So I think a little bit of skepticism is healthy, but not to the point where you're just trying to disprove everything either, you know? But yeah, no, I definitely enjoy, if, like I said, I know people are in classes now. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about, or we can maybe close here and then come back in a couple minutes and when people are available?
We have some exciting things coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Tell us about that.
Well, COVID kind of slowed everything down a little bit, and I guess that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But we are, for our anniversary, we're hoping to have our crystal bed put in place.
Mm-hmm.
So a crystal bed and color therapy. So, you know, when you go outside and it's a beautiful sunny day and you just feel the warmth of the sun and you just feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, color therapy can do that for you. And that's something we're going to be offering here soon.
If you want color therapy, the barn is color therapy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I didn't realize how powerful colors were. Like, she was explaining
to
me.
Well, that's vivid and glittery and sparkly. You cannot not love
every color. Every color of the chakra thing is represented. And she's like, I want these colors around me, because being around something that's colorful and vibrant and bright.
It makes you feel like you're in your childhood.
You feel good about life. Yeah. Like, when you're sitting in that room and you're sitting on her bright pink couch with lime green pillows and fuzzy dice, you know,
and
what I mean?
Sparkly crystal.
You just sit, and then she has like music playing, and like it just, like, you cannot be in a bad mood being in her house or her barn. It's
or outdoors.
That on purpose.
But it's crazy how, like, she's explaining the chakra things and like coming here and visibly seeing the colors and everything is like, that makes sense of why she does what she does. Because if you sit in dark and gloom, you're gonna subscribe to that. But if you put color and happiness,
and
like
music is such, like, I know she has a jukebox in the barn.
Yeah.
Like, music is another healing. It's all frequency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a color or a crystal, there's energy to it and it's a frequency and it has an effect on someone.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have the singing bowls coming back.
Yep, singing bowls are coming back this month. We haven't had them for a while because of COVID. That's once a month, and that's a great, it's a sound meditation. We also, the big thing that we're having is we've been constructing a salt room. So we're going to be one of the first places in this area to have a salt cave. So that's exciting. So you'll have to come back for when we do that, when we have the opening.
We'll put you in there and tell us your thoughts.
I definitely want to experience some classes. I know it's hard for me because I work night shift during the week, so my only days off are weekends. I don't know if you have weekend classes, but I'm definitely interested in doing some classes and coming back and experiencing stuff.
Well, I'm being paid.
So. Not a problem.
But,
well, I think we'll end here, and if we do have anything else that when someone else is open and stuff, we can come back and sit down and reopen the conversation.
You gotta have your palm red.
I think that'll be like a little bonus thing
we'll
do.
Fun.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Well, thank you guys so much for having
us. Thank you
very
much.
This has been a blast. Very enlightening, learning a lot of cool things here.
Yeah.
And we're going to end here, but you know, stick around after the intro music. We may have some bonus content for you guys to check out with some palm readings or stuff like that. So thank you guys. It's been Interviews with Everyday People, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
I'm tired.